Epilogue. More than 70 years ago, the brilliant physicists Werner Heisenberg and Niels Bohr were involved in emotional shouting matches about how best to reconcile the impossible world being described by the equations of fledgling quantum mechanics with the world that we all live in. Since then, the physical models and mathematical constructs that are published in peer-reviewed journals have only become stranger, more bizarre, and almost frightening. They describe a universe that few of us would ever experience without having a nervous breakdown. Traversable wormholes, parallel universes, and extra-spatial dimensions all seem fascinating to us while we are sitting in our armchairs watching PBS or the Discovery Channel. These TV programs can be assimilated relatively comfortably, and then we go to bed, wake up in the morning, and go to work. The ideas, we think, have little or no bearing on the real world. They are merely abstract physics concepts and have no real effect on our lives. But suppose they intruded into our lives. Suppose that, against our will, we were plunged into a world where traversable wormholes were staring us in the face from only 100 feet away. Suppose that, as happened to the Gorman family, we saw a completely different sky from another world on the other side of that wormhole. Suppose we came up against bizarre creatures and monstrous denizens of the underworld as they walked freely around our property. How would we react if the concepts of extra dimensions and parallel universes were interfering with our daily lives in a frightening and completely unpredictable manner? What then? Suppose we were suddenly living in a reality where we were certain that some non-human intelligence was aware of our every word and move and seemed to have a fascination with toying with us. What if these intelligences began introducing terrifying animals onto our property from other dimensions? And conversely, what if they stole our cattle and transported them into another dimension, never to be seen again? This may have actually happened to a ranching family in remote Utah and, under the radar, possibly happened dozens of times around the United States to other ranching families. These families did not go in search of the bizarre, nightmarish realities they encountered. They are normal citizens who are concerned with paying the mortgage and spending time with their children. Mainstream physics journals now describe time travel, macroscopic extra-dimensional spaces, and zero-point energy as serious topics. They are not part of some realm of fantasy. Rather, they appear to be legitimate ways of describing the real world, admittedly a world that few of us get to see. Throughout mankind's cultural history, Notell Putoff of the Institute of Advanced Studies at Austin, and arguably one of the preeminent theoretical physicists in the world, there has existed the metaphysical concept that man and cosmos are interconnected by a ubiquitous, all-pervasive sea of energy that undergirds and is manifest in all phenomena. This pre-scientific concept of a cosmic energy goes by many names in many traditions, such as qi or ki, Taoism, prana, yoga, mana, kahuna, braka, Sufi, elan vital, Bergsonian metaphysics, and so forth. Contemporary physics similarly posits an all-pervasive energetic field called quantum vacuum energy or zero-point energy, a random, ambient, fluctuating energy that exists in so-called empty space. According to Puthoff, the sea of energy described from personal experience by some mystics is the same zero-point energy field described by the mathematical equations of breakthrough physics. But again, we must confront the question, is this realm of existence to be accessed intellectually only by the arcane equations of breakthrough physics or by the single-minded self-discipline of the mystic? Is 99.9% of mankind shut out from experiencing the full dimensions of physical reality? If the events described in this book have any merit, the answer is obviously no. It is ironic that an apparently unbridgeable void exists between the strange reality experienced on the ranch and the realities of multiple parallel universes and dimensions and traversable wormholes that are read by physicists in mainstream physics journals every month. Our collective perception of reality isn't what it used to be. The spectacular and relentless march of scientific progress has resulted in dramatic changes in our perception of the world around us. Slightly more than a century ago, scientists believed they were close to a full explanation and description of the universe. The principal building block of the universe, they believed then, was a mysterious substance known as ether. As theoretical physicist Stephen Hawking notes, the ether theory quickly collapsed. Science moved forward, and the world has changed far more in the last 100 years than in any previous century. Humanity has experienced dramatic upheavals in its perceptions of reality several times in the past, but these earlier paradigm shifts are mere pebbles trickling down a hill compared to the tectonic blockbusters that loom just ahead. Mankind is on the cusp of a fundamental, mind-blowing, all-encompassing change, a revolution that could dwarf all previous transformations. Early humans, scratching for food and scrambling for survival, looked at the stars and had no idea what those twinkling lights in the sky might be. The first civilizations defied the stars and ascribed to them the personalities and powers of gods. Centuries later, Greek philosophers changed this worldview when they determined that stars are heavenly bodies whose movements circled Earth, still perceived then as the center of the universe. That prevailing paradigm shifted dramatically again when, a few hundred years later, Copernicus dared to suggest that Earth revolved around the sun and that our sun was but one of many. The advent of the printing press helped usher in this Copernican paradigm, although the eventual shift in the collective perception was long and bloody. Our current paradigm has led to a realization that there are millions of other galaxies in the vastness of the known universe. The larger the universe gets, it seems, the smaller and less important we humans appear. As one novelist put it, the history of astronomy is the history of increasing humiliation. Now, the inferiority complex of our species may be due for another jolt, one that could change our view of reality far more profoundly than the previous paradigm shifts. Think of how much of our view of reality has changed in our own lifetimes. Just a few years ago, no planets were known to exist outside of our own solar system. Scientists had reason to believe they might be out there somewhere, but had no confirmation. By 2004, there are more than 100 known extrasolar planets. Astronomers now accept that the planetary model of our solar system is likely the norm, which means, conservatively, there could be 100 billion stars with planetary systems of their own in our galaxy alone. Observations from the Hubble telescope have shown that some of these planetary systems could be 13 billion years old, almost three times as old as our little neck of the interstellar woods. Innumerable suns exist, wrote Giordano Bruno in 1584. Innumerable Earths revolve around these suns in a manner similar to the way the seven planets revolve around our sun. Living beings inhabit these worlds. Of the untold number of planets out there, how many might be suitable for the development of life? Not long ago, scientists believed that ours was likely the only world in this solar system to have ever supported life. By one current estimate, there could be 2 billion so-called Goldilocks planets, worlds that are neither too hot nor too cold and that, presumably, could support life as we know it. Mainstream scientists generally acknowledge that the discovery and confirmation of extraterrestrial life would be among the most profound developments in human history. It would once again dramatically change how we look at the world and at ourselves. But a discovery of another sort could usher in a paradigm shift of even greater impact, so mind-boggling, so world-shattering, that none of us would ever be the same. The general public doesn't know it, but this shift, far subtler than a sudden discovery of ETs, is already underway. Cutting-edge scientists now accept its basic premises, although its profound significance is a long way from acceptance or even general understanding by the world at large. It is hard enough for non-scientists to envision a single universe as vast as our own, one that was seemingly created out of nothingness in a single Big Bang some 14 billion years ago. But what happens to our collective view of reality when the word filters down to the rest of us that our universe is only one of many. Today, the prevailing view among quantum physicists is that there is an infinite number of other universes, and that the structure of these universes may be far more exotic than we can fathom, involving parallel dimensions that are almost beyond the comprehension of our best minds. This concept is known as the multiverse or many worlds theory, and it has gained widespread acceptance in scientific circles. "Is there a copy of you reading this article?" asks physicist Max Tegmark in a recent issue of Scientific American, a person who is not you, but who lives on a planet called Earth, with misty mountains, fertile fields, and sprawling cities, in a solar system with 8 other planets. The life of this person has been identical to yours in every respect. But perhaps he or she now decides to put down this article without finishing it, while you read on. The idea of such an alter ego seems strange and implausible, but it looks as if we will just have to live with it, because it is supported by astronomical observations. Tegmark and other leading physicists have now concluded that there are an infinite number of other worlds, other universes, other versions of each of us, living out our lives that may vary from our own perceived existence by only the slightest detail. The roots of this theory have been around nearly 80 years. In the 1920s, physicists began to try and unravel the mystifying weirdness of quantum theory, which seemed to make sense in explaining the behavior of atoms, but made little sense in explaining the visible world of people, cars, buildings, and other solid physical objects. Since that time, the world has carried on as if Isaac Newton's laws are still in effect, as if Einstein's relativity is the only way to explain reality. But the cold, hard truth of mathematical computations combined with rigorous observation of how things really work in the universe have slowly, gradually forced science to reevaluate the fundamental nature of reality itself. The first step toward reconciling the profound differences between the microscopic world of quantum theory and the macroscopic world of relativity came in 1957 when a Princeton graduate student named Hugh Everett proposed that atoms and objects can, in fact, be in more than one place at one time. This was a major leap toward an explanation of the many worlds version of reality. It set into motion a 30-year paradigm shift in which physicists gradually came to accept that our universe is a far stranger place than what we all learned in our school textbooks. By the 1990s, prominent articles in the mainstream press and in respected journals such as Physics Letters, Physical Review, and others openly addressed the fantastic possibilities of the multiverse paradigm. Scientists recognize that 90% of the physical universe is essentially invisible to any instruments we can devise. The fundamental inability of scientists to measure or predict the position and momentum of any elementary particle is clearly at odds with what science is supposed to do. A new theory was clearly needed. Terms like dark matter and dark energy entered the scientific vocabulary in recent years. If 90% of the matter in the universe cannot be seen or detected, scientists asked, where is it? In response to this simple question, a concept known as string theory has gained gradual acceptance. According to string theory, the way to reconcile the existence of so much dark matter is to consider that it exists in parallel dimensions or alternate realities, invisible or undetectable by us. Depending on the version of string theory, there exist either 11 dimensions or 26 dimensions. Our own world consists of 3 known dimensions, or a fourth if you count time. The more exotic string theory version of reality did not immediately win over the skeptical world of science, but by 1999, an informal survey of leading physicists found that a majority now favors the multiverse concept. In other words, says science writer Marcus Chown, physicists are increasingly accepting the idea that there are infinite realities stacked together like the pages of a never-ending book, so there are infinite versions of you, living out infinite different lives in infinite parallel realities. Obviously, the significance of this sea change in scientific thought hasn't come close to percolating down to most of the rest of us. The quantum theory of parallel universes is not some troublesome, optional interpretation emerging from arcane theoretical considerations, writes Oxford physicist David Deutsch in his book, The Fabric of Reality. It is the explanation, the only one that is tenable, of a remarkable and counterintuitive reality. The idea is widespread. We physicists no longer believe in a universe, says Michio Kaku. We physicists believe in a multiverse that resembles the boiling of water. Water boils when tiny particles or bubbles form, which then begin to rapidly expand. If our universe is a bubble in boiling water, then perhaps big bangs happen all the time. Max Tegmark concurs. The concept of the multiverse is grounded in well-tested theories such as relativity and quantum mechanics. It fulfills both the basic criteria of empirical science. It makes predictions, and it can be falsified. Scientists have discussed as many as four distinct types of parallel universes. The key question is not whether the multiverse exists, but rather how many levels it has. Obviously, this is heady stuff and will not easily be assimilated into the general understanding of the public at large. Imagine, then, some of the more exotic possibilities of this theorem. If the universe is truly infinite, and an infinite number of other realities consisting of parallel dimensions and alternate universes are real, then everything that could happen is happening somewhere. Scientists speculate that there are universes where the laws of physics as we know them do not operate. Some universes must teem with life, others must be completely dead. There are universes where time runs backward. The people there go to bed, then work backward through their day, taking off their pajamas and backwardly putting their suits and ties back on, walking in reverse back to their dinner tables, shuffling back to their cars for the reverse drive from home to their workplace, and ultimately back to the moment when their alarm clock went off that morning. In such a world, clocks not only run backward, but water glasses that are accidentally dropped and shattered on a kitchen floor miraculously reassemble in the hands of the person who dropped them. In the same vein, alternate versions of history are played out in these parallel worlds. Somewhere, Hitler conquered the planet and buried the story of the Holocaust. Abraham Lincoln was killed while splitting logs and never became president. Bill Gates gave up on computers and drifted into a crack cocaine habit that landed him in prison. Dinosaurs survived the impact of a killer comet, evolved into intelligent beings, and are now kicking back in their bark loungers as they slam a few reptile light beers. Somewhere, a team of monkeys with typewriters has written the great American novel, along with a string of hit sitcoms. Have you ever wondered what your life would be like if you had gone to a different school, accepted a different job, married a different person? In the multiverse, all of those other things have happened or are happening, and each of those individual alternatives has millions of its own parallel realities, different from the others by the nearly immeasurable factor of a single atom or quantum. Somewhere, a version of you is enmeshed in a completely different reality for the simple reason that the you in that other world had a ham sandwich for lunch instead of tuna, or because you had the flu on the fateful day when crazed eighth graders sprayed your junior high school with automatic weapons. Somewhere, as implausible as it might seem, a version of you is the CEO of Time Warner and is married to Carmen Electra. Lucky you. Or lucky other you. Proponents of the multiverse theory do not emphasize such fanciful scenarios when defending their idea. It's tough enough to champion a drastic revision of our fundamental understanding of reality without slipping off into what seems like the realm of science fiction. But this is precisely the point. The looming paradigm shift these scientists advocate is so fundamentally weird, disconcerting, and unbelievable that its acceptance by the larger public will take decades or, based on previous experience, centuries. It isn't a subject that can easily be explained over dinner or even in a semester of physics lectures. Nonetheless, it appears to be true. Space appears to be infinite in size, writes Max Tegmark. If so, then somewhere, everything that is possible becomes real, no matter how improbable it is. What does any of this have to do with the events at the ranch in Utah? After all, millions of us have watched highbrow science shows on the Discovery Channel or PBS while stretched out on our living room couches. We've heard the sound bites from prominent thinkers as they spoke of parallel universes, extra-spatial dimensions, and traversable wormholes. We've rented the movie Contact and rooted for Jodie Foster as she overcame jealous rivals, religious zealots, and budget-minded bureaucrats in her pursuit of the ultimate truth about the structure of reality. And we are comfortable in our assimilation of these entertainments. We watch them, then click off the tube, go to bed, get up in the morning and drive to work, as if none of this has anything to do with our real lives. Abstract physics concepts might be a pleasant diversion on a Tuesday night, but they sure don't pay the bills on Wednesday. But what if these fantastic scenarios suddenly intruded into our lives in direct, unmistakable, and frightening ways? How would we react if we were forcibly dragged out of our psychic comfort zone into a world where wormholes were staring us in the face from only 100 feet away? What if those wormholes revealed to us an alien sky from another world, an incomprehensible glimpse of an alternate reality as we stood in shock in our own front yard? What if bizarre creatures, long extinct prehistoric beasts, and futuristic flying machines somehow seeped into our mundane existence from some other place and systematically assaulted our loved ones, our possessions, and our most basic concepts of reality? Add to this seemingly improbable set of circumstances the presence of a pervasive, sometimes malevolent, non-human intelligence, an invisible trickster who knows our every thought, anticipates our every move, and seems intent on toying with us, terrifying us, and screwing with our daily lives, a presence that orchestrates a relentless, perverse, and unpredictable campaign of all-out psychological warfare, a campaign that ultimately makes us question our own sanity. Imagine the grotesque mutilation of prized livestock, the brutal incineration of family pets, frightening intrusions by disembodied voices and shadowy figures into the sanctity of a family's home, and inexplicable manifestations by unknown beings that cannot be harmed by guns or bullets. That's clearly what happened at the ranch in Utah. What if it happened to you? This recording of Hunt for the Skinwalker was presented by Dreamscape Media, LLC. Text copyright 2005 by Colm A. Kelleher, Ph.D. and George Knapp. Sound recording copyright 2017, Dreamscape Media, LLC. This recording was produced by arrangement with Pocket Books, a division of Simon & Schuster, Inc. Please check www.dreamscapeab.com for Dreamscape's latest releases.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.